You are a beginning farmer, first generation. How did you get into it and go from beginning in 2006 to a corn yield champion in 2013?
Well, ultimately, God bless me. I mean, that's for the success. And then after that, you know, I'm a critical thinker. I mean, I don't necessarily take what's usual and customary as being gospel. So I'm willing to do things different. And, you know, being a new farmer, I decided to buy a piece of property, and it needed to help pay for itself. I bought it for an investment purpose in the beginning, and it was land that was not very well coveted in the community, but, you know, it was a farm that I wanted to purchase, so I did. And, you know, I got into farming, and I said, you know, I need this farming to help pay for it. So that's where it all began.
When you look at what are some of the benefits to being a first-generation farmer to incorporate into your practices?
Well, there's advantages, and, you know, the advantages are I'm willing to do things differently, and I'm not in a rut. I'm not doing things the way granddaddy did it because my daddy didn't do it, you know. And quite often the farmers that I talk to in these type of arenas or my growers that I consult, everybody does things. And if they make any kind of change, it's very incremental. And that's fine as long as they're willing to change. But change is very hard for a lot of people. And, you know, the secret is being willing to do something different and try new things. Even though I've had, you know, somewhat some good success, I'm going to try new things for next year. Because some of my failures this year of change taught me new things to help take me to the next level. So, you know, be willing to change. That's the hard part that I find with farmers. Now, the disadvantages are, you know, it's pretty obvious. I'm buying my own equipment. I have to buy the farm, the tractor, the pivots, the GPS, hire all the help. So I have a lot of exposure and risk. So, you know, it's an interesting story, but there's been a lot of pressure and a lot of stress because of it. But, you know, like I said, good yields have helped take me a long ways. And, you know, coming to these events and learning from other growers, listening to the industry, listening to the professionals, and trying things on the farms has helped me.
Let's talk about some of the practices that got you to big bushel corn and to win the corn yield contest.
Okay. You starts off, you know, something as simple as soil test. Most people don't want to spend that $7. But I got to know that I have enough nutrients to start off with, or know on a small enough scale that, you know, I pull 1 acre grids. And people say, 1 acre grids, that's $8. Well, don't get cheap, you know. Spend that money, because the lime application alone quite often will pay for that. But then I go into it knowing that I have good data, I know that there's uniformity or lack of uniformity across the board, and then I'm addressing those things with a soil sample. I pull tissue samples to monitor those nutrient levels throughout the year, and if there's a problem, I address them. I water, I take a proactive approach to what I do and how I manage my crop, and if that crop tells you something and you have to react to it, it has cost you yield, and you know, that yield is irrevocable.
What are some of the things you mentioned in your presentation today about talking with farmers and doing things different? Why sit down with guys looking to grow their yields and to do better with what they have?
Well, we got to feed the planet, and we got to make money. And I think we can do both and maximizing our return on investment. And, you know, working with growers, the biggest problem that I have is that change factor. Once I can get them to change and get that open mind, we're in good shape. But that's half the battle. Now, to answer your question, I want to pay it forward. I mean, when I got started, you know, I was a newcomer, and farmers, you know, in the area have been growing corn and were very successful, and that's great. And they were willing to talk to me. But when you come to these venues and you talk to national growers and national winners and things like that, most of them don't want to tell you anything. And because of those growers that helped me in the beginning, and because of the university people that I talked to that were willing to help me, I said, I will not be like the people that will not talk. If I ever have success, I'm going to pay it forward. That's my way. And I want to help growers, you know, do a better job. And we got to feed the world. So that's the other reason.